Prime Minister getting closer to us at Stormont. Ken, what happens today?
Well, the Prime Minister and the Taoiseach will come in this afternoon. They will sit round the table with all the parties, and for 24 hours they will try and negotiate a deal to try and get us out of the current political mess we're in.
You said on the news it's about money. What exactly is meant by that?
Key issue. We know about welfare reform. We know that Sinn Féin and the SDLP are against accepting what they call Tory cuts. The DUP and Ulster Unionists are saying, and the Alliance Party, no, we're going to have to accept it. We've already managed to wangle some deals that won't apply to the rest of the UK. We're getting the best deal possible. So there's the core of the problem. Then we get a thing called a block grant from Westminster, which is used to be 10 billion, it's down to about 8.5 billion. That's a billion and a half that you've less to spend. So you've all these cuts being talked about, no street lights, fewer trains, fewer buses, all of that. And the executive, Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, are saying to David Cameron, look, here's the situation. We're coming out of the troubles. We have problems that nowhere else has, and we need help. We need cash. Now, Sinn Féin and the DUP have agreed that there should be something called a peace investment fund. Now, that seems to be the route they're taking. That they, I don't think the Prime Minister can say, well, here's money for welfare reform, but they're perhaps going on the angle that he might say, well, we accept those were the troubles. The British government had a role, the Irish government, and yes, you will need financial help to get out of that.
If they get that, will they still have to impose some cuts in some departments?
Yeah, I think the cuts are inevitable. Things are just going to get tighter. Now, they're also talking about the size of Stormont, for example. I would imagine that the reform of Stormont, if they come to agreement, could start as early as 2016. The number of MLAs coming down to maybe 90. And then another 18 going down to 72 in the 2021 election. And the number of government departments is likely to decrease to about 8 from, there's 11 at the moment. So you can see they're accepting that it's Stormont. They're going to have to take cuts as well.
That would be popular with the electorate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's actually small money. But PR-wise, it will look good. The big cuts come in public services. Now, as well as that, there's really two aspects of the talk. There's money, and there's the thing last year, which I think bored everybody senseless, including me last Christmas, is the Haas proposals, and they're back on the table. Now, what I would imagine the Prime Ministers are trying to do is to bank some progress here, come to an agreement, particularly about the budget, because here's the stark reality, and it's something that Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness have said, if we don't get agreement on the budget, Stormont is going to fall. There's no question about that. And then it'll be direct rule. And the problem with direct rule is that you'll have cuts implemented which would be more severe than they would be by local administration.
If it did fall, when would they have another election?
Well, that's a good question, because why would you have an election if it's the same politicians? Are you just reigniting the problem? That would be a call that the Prime Minister would have to make. There's another argument that if you do come to a deal in these talks, maybe that should be put to the electorate as well for them to endorse it, as happened with the St Andrews Agreement in 2007. But that's all in the future. I would imagine that the parties are just focused on trying to get something banked and to make progress. Don't be surprised if you hear the word process a lot. You know, the Good Friday, for all the hype and so forth, wasn't wang bang. It was a process. It was a year before you had the Assembly. It was a few years before you had the devolution of policing and justice. That's the way these things tend to work. I do believe there's been real progress made in dealing with the past. Again, it's going back to Haas. And before that, the Eames-Bradley document. That's there. Whether there's enough to get that over the line, I'm not sure. And in terms of parades and flags, well, flags, with 11 new councils from April, they've got to decide on what flags are going to fly and all of that. I would imagine that could be put into some sort of a process. Parades is a difficult one, and we know that the whole controversy around North Belfast and Central Avenue is playing into the mix as well. But perhaps Haas had suggested there could be something set up to look at the whole issue of flags and emblems and to see if there can be agreement. But it's looking increasingly difficult, for example, that you're going to have a positive outcome in time for the Ardoyne parade for the next 12th of July at this stage. But they could put a process in place.
In the very short term, do you expect the Prime Minister and the likes of the Taoiseach to be rubber stamping this new money or not?
Well, the Taoiseach's a good point here because, I mean, they would say in Dublin they have no money. But against that, they have gone back to Europe to look for new structural funds. And it looks as if they could be getting £2 billion out of that. And they're saying that included in that would be projects like the A5 road, which would be a great controversy. So, you know, Dublin would be expected to put in some money. And that would be Europe as well. And then there's talking about some money from American investment funds. That could be put in. But the person who's key to this today is David Cameron. The British government has the biggest chequebook. The question now is he going to open it or not?
And he'll be here until tomorrow evening.
Yeah, the plan is that he'll stay tonight. I'd imagine negotiations will go on late into the night. I don't expect the Prime Minister to be involved all night, but he'll be here tomorrow. And I think we should know about tea time tomorrow whether we've got a deal or not.
Even if the Prime Minister's not involved all night, may some of them be involved
all
night?
Yeah, the parties would keep talking. You know, David Cameron does have the chequebook and his officials are there, but Sinn Féin and the DUP, for example, let's see if they can make progress on all these outstanding issues. And the parties will be a lot of bilaterals. And then plenaries from time to time involving the Prime Minister meeting the parties separately. That's going to go on. We've been through this so many times over the years. I think what's slightly different about this time is that failure, the outcome's pretty stark.
I'm just wondering, you're not expecting special television broadcast tomorrow night?
No, I wouldn't have thought so because, even if they come to a deal, I'd imagine it's going to be quite complicated.
Yeah.
Do watch UTV Live at 6, you'll find out exactly what's happening.
Totally. As you say, it's the process, but you'll be finding out about it first via all UTV's outlets. Ken Reid, our political editor, on his way to Stormont, thank you.